No, thank you, Canada, and I'd invite you to share the text. My and just to signal what I have further what I have been intimating, my sense is that disaggregation could apply across a number of indicators. I don't expect that when we get to the other indicators, member states will suddenly say that I'm collecting data on economic loss disaggregated by sex, disability, etc. So it seems to me that if the current trend continues, an aspirational note about collecting disaggregated information and reporting it will be the recourse that we have to take. And the language Canada is suggesting, I think, would be a basis for a discussion. And in my view, it should be if we find out that the trends persist through the rest of the indicators, it should be cross-cutting, which means it could be in a chapeau in which we report the indicators and then we report how we encourage members to embed in their reporting such disaggregated data as is available, with a view that over time the character of the reporting will enable perhaps in the Sendai successor for disaggregation to be taken for granted, but it cannot be now. So I would ask for Canada's language to be shared with the Secretariat, and we'll come back to the discussion. I intend, if, as I said, the trends continue, to treat with disaggregation and how we report it as a cross-cutting matter. Tanzania.